All right, Marty Fattati is with us. He is the CEO at InvestUP. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack.
Yeah, good to talk with you again. It's been a while, and we're going to obviously talk about economics and the Upper Peninsula and how things are going. I have to start off by asking you, is there anything new on Copperwood?
Process continues to play out. We remain optimistic and have great support from the UP legislative delegation. So can't thank Representatives Preston, Markin, and Bonak and Fairburn for their support alongside Senator McBroom.
And so I guess the last question on that is, what's next in the process? Is it to go back to the Senate committee? Is it what's next so people can keep an ear out for that?
So there's two paths. Both get to the same place, playing really by the rules that are before us. One is the request that is still before the Senate. It's gone successfully through the Michigan Strategic Fund and the Michigan House and is currently before the Senate. Alternatively, the House put a new process in place this year with its budget. And so Wakefield Township is moving forward to receive an infrastructure grant for site readiness that would help that region more broadly than just the mine with its economy as a whole, including upgrading its industrial park, roads, broadband, and electric for those purposes. And so they're moving through that process and had testimony before the Michigan House 2 weeks ago that I thought went very, very well. And I thought Mandy Lake, the supervisor from Wakefield, did a really nice, heartfelt job of making the case why this investment was so needed.
Okay, well, let's move on here. We'll keep, as they say in this business, stay tuned on that issue. Well, it is a big issue, Marty, and I know people here in the central UP, it doesn't affect us directly, yet it does, the whole UP. And so that's why so many people are still interested in this issue.
It's the biggest issue in front of the Upper Peninsula, I believe, from an economic development standpoint, Jack. You know, it's 700 direct and indirect jobs, which will not only affect that area, and that area needs jobs desperately, but it will, just like Eagle Mine has, impact much more broadly than just the direct area. $425 million investment for jobs that pay, you know, significantly more than the average median wage across the Upper Peninsula. So it is absolutely, you're right, a really big deal.
Okay, the Economic Development Leaders of Michigan out with its top 10 wish list, I guess, or priorities, things that they'd like to see improve our standing economically in the country and around the world, actually. First, tell me, who are the EDLM?
Yeah, so it's a group of nine regional economic development organizations, groups very similar to InvestUP from all across the state. About 79% of the state's population is covered by the group. 84% of its gross domestic product is represented through that group. And came out of COVID when I think each region across the state was very concerned about what was taking place under the, you know, emergent and historic circumstances that were playing out before us. So came together to try to give one voice to what some needs looked like at that point. The group has continued to mature since then and has come together here to proffer 10 recommendations where we think the state could really settle in and advance economic opportunity.
Of course, we already talked about Copperwood, but in your mind, and let's localize this, Marty, you know, our needs are different than Metro Detroit or Grand Rapids. There are similarities, but there are different needs and unique to our area. Of this top 10 list, which ones do you think are the ones that hit the bullseye, really, for the UP?
Well, you're exactly right, Jack. If this was a top 10 list of economic development tools for the Upper Peninsula, it would look much different than it looks. But each of these tools has application to the Upper Peninsula, and I think the same would be said for any region in the state. If it was just the region and its top 10 tools, it would look different for every region. And I think that's what is really the power of these 10 recommendations, is it's disparate regions across the state coming together through compromise and consensus to say each of these tools impacts us and is important for us, And so we believe that the state can, by virtue of just the disparity of how big this state is, coalesce around those 10 tools. And so each of the tools, Jack, has had some level of impact across the Upper Peninsula, be it, you know, our call for reinvestment in the smart zones. You see what the smart zones have built out in Houghton and Marquette in particular, and investments that they've made elsewhere. You look at some investments that have come through community revitalization all across the Upper Peninsula, and what that tool can mean, particularly with the importance to the younger generation now and its desire to have more dynamic communities. And that's often how they choose where they want to live, work, and play. That's a really important tool. And then additionally, we know that the business development tools are difference-making, and you need to look no further than Rapid River and a business there that received a business development incentive and really made a difference with regard to its ability to grow and scale.
And I also looked at the brownfield tool that they talked about. I just had a conversation with the folks about the Cliffs Dow site up in Marquette. So brownfield, there's brownfields everywhere, but it seems like we have our fair share, and it'd be nice to turn some of those into developments.
It sure would. Now, that's for a transformative brownfield project, so it's really big. So for our area, although an important tool statewide, maybe not as much application. Although, you just hit right on the head of what that could look like. That old Dow Cliff site in Marquette could absolutely, with the right project, benefit by a tool like this.
All right, anything else about this? It's good to have your wish list out there, which is what this is. Now what's the next? Is it the next step, lobbying lawmakers? Is it talking with the governor? What is it?
Well, I think it's released at this time very intentionally because the conversation is ongoing right now with the current budget, and there's been a bit of an impasse between policymakers in terms of what should the economic development tools look like. And so we step up from a very bipartisan or nonpartisan, really, perspective to say these tools work. So what we will do is we have these conversations very publicly, over the course of the next few days, then try to really engage with policymakers to say, this really makes sense from our perspective, both individually and collectively, and provides broad strategic opportunity for the state. So absolutely, Jack, we'll continue these conversations now from a more public perspective onto an individual perspective with our lawmakers and administrators.
All right, get your bridge fare ready. You'll be heading downstate a few more times, aren't you?
So I got the commuter pass, so we'll keep running over the bridge and making the case for the UP for sure. And I'm grateful. I'm privileged to have the opportunity to do that.
I would say that I don't know how many times you've crossed that bridge for work, from the time you worked for Senator Casperson, and now in your role here. I would imagine you could probably qualify for a lifetime free pass.
Well, I'm not going to advocate for that, but it's been a lot, and I've tried to estimate it in my head. I don't know if my estimate's anywhere near close or not, but yeah, it's been a lot, and always look at the bridge with awe. You know, it's just an iconic structure for a reason.
Marty Fattanti at InvestUP, thank you, sir, for doing this, and we'll keep in touch. I imagine as the budget starts to formulate, we'll talk more, and then obviously Copperwood is still at the front of our minds.
Anytime. Hope to have news around both fronts right around the same time, Jack, and that's October 1st. So glad to talk anytime.